I salute you, America. You have the Republic for the United States of America. We got a great program tonight. Going to talk a little bit about how they destroyed the liberty in America. We're going to talk about the movie called The Matrix, which came out in 1999. And we're going to take it from there. We're going to get people involved in a conversation tonight. We got a great presentation coming up by Justice Waters tonight. All in Satan's Name is the name of what he's going to present tonight. Governor Carpenter from the Free State of Colorado, he's going to give his perspective to end the program tonight. Governor Henning's going to tell you how to get involved with the Republic. So with that, I'm going to ask Representative Mark Binder from the Free State of Iowa if he would open us in prayer. Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, David. Hello, America. It's quite an honor to be here. Let's go to our throne of our Father. Heavenly Father, thank you for never leaving or forsaking us and always being there for us when we call upon your name. We're so blessed to be living in this dispensation of time, the generation of the fig tree, when Israel became a geographic location and nation once again in 1948, and in 2017 when President Trump and the American people officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Shalom to all our brothers and sisters across the sea. Father, we need your help, strength, and guidance more than ever today as our nation is struggling to introduce righteous leadership and rebirth the constitutional rule of law, God-revering republic, take the place of the failed corporate democracy we were duped into accepting in 1871. Father, help us to right the wrongs that have unlawfully consumed this nation and caused division at all levels of society and our churches. Open the eyes of your people to embrace the liberty and justice that was available to our founding fathers, first span of about 100 years. Help us to know through those people that will listen, that we can't fix the current government because its foundation is built on sinking sand, whereas our beloved republic is built on a rock known as Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in word, faith, and deed to follow through in doing what your word directs us to do as we continue to battle against evil with our gospel armor on and double-edged sword in hand, Father. Be with those who are saving women and children in tunnels and slaying subterranean giants. Be with patriots as they do not comply to medical, governmental, and corporate tyranny because it goes against the law of nature and nature's God. We are calling upon the name of the Lord God to save us in these times, and in the mighty name of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Yeshua, we make these requests and reclaim our birthright. Amen, and thank you, Father.
Thank you, Representative Mark Binder from the Free State of Iowa.
Yes, sir.
You've tuned into a program, and what we are about the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. The laws of nature and of nature's God shows the jurisdiction of God setting up a government, his government, based on Christianity with Jesus Christ being the cornerstone. And we're all about the Constitution. We're about God's unalienable rights. We're about reflecting back to when Washington became president on April 30th, 1789, that America became the greatest nation in the world for some 71, 72 years. And the satanic people, the people didn't like it, so they set out to take down the American Republic. And it has been taken down for years and years. In fact, I don't care what state you were born in, your state government has been an evil government ever since you were born. In fact, your parents lived under an evil state government. Not only are all 50 states evil, because they are out without the Constitution, without the Declaration of Independence, they have used the uniform commercial clothes, and you have been deceived along with me and everyone that's been on this program and that's on this program tonight by the media. The media has deceived you with fake news from the time that you started watching the news, whether it was 16, 17, how old ever you were. You have been deceived. You have been deceived by the textbooks when you went to school concerning American and world history. So what we've done is we've gone back to out-of-print books, and we found out truthful history on how the pilgrims came over here to establish civil and religious liberty. What they brought over here was the Word of God, and they also knew how to set up a government, a model government. There was a book that was written some 3 years before they landed by Peter Canaeus that talked about the Hebrew model government. And they found out about this in Holland before they set their feet on the ground here. And we found out that the Pilgrims and the Puritans, what they were really about was establishing a model government in their family. Virtue was what it was about. Virtue comes from the Word of God, and they practiced virtue, godly character, righteousness. They practiced trustworthiness, uprightness, prudence, respectability, worth, honor, integrity, moral excellence, godly character. They practiced kindness towards one another, love, purity, righteousness, not your righteousness, His righteousness that you receive when you receive Him, merit and charity and faithfulness, justice, innocence, and temperance. They practiced these virtuous characteristics in the family, and then they took it to their church society. And the families got together, and they enjoyed happiness because from the virtue, they experienced liberty. What they did is they created a biblical culture. And from that biblical culture, some 156 years later, the Declaration of Independence took place during the Revolution. So the enemy comes in after the assassination of Lincoln and sets up a corporate democracy, and they led the people to believe that they still had the republic. They led the people to believe that the country was still being run on a constitution, on the Declaration of Independence. But what they did is they destroyed our liberty by corrupting the Supreme Court, the Supreme Courts across our land. They took out the laws of nature and of nature's God, what God created, and the written word, and they replaced it with case law. There was a guy by the name of Langdell in Harvard that set out to do this. He became the dean of Harvard. He started there in 1870. Then the government inserted itself in the church with the 501c3 in 1954. There was the infiltration of the foreign law, uniform commercial code, and then there was a diminishing of the property rights of the people. And the manipulation of the monetary system with the Federal Reserve Act. The government's been trying to disarm the people while they stay armed. But here's the big thing that they did, and I touched on this a few minutes ago. They kept truthful history away from the American people. If you would know about America's truthful history, then you would be able to calculate more what I'm saying. There was a movie that came. I'm setting the table here because I'm going to get people involved with what I'm introducing to you and to the people on the call tonight. There was a movie that came out in 1999 called The Patriots. There were several epic scenes in the movie. And there was a fellow by the name of Morpheus that wore a leather trench coat, mirrored glasses. He had a plastic box that had pills in it, and he tumbled those pills. And all of a sudden, this gal brings in a fellow by the name of Neo into the room with Morpheus. And Morpheus says, "At last, welcome, Neo." Neo was his name. "As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus." And Neo, he said, "It's an honor to meet you." And Morpheus says, "No, the honor is mine. Please sit down. I imagine that right now you're feeling a little bit like Alice tumbling down the rabbit hole. Neil said, yeah, you'd say that. I might say that. Yeah. Morpheus says, I can see it in your eyes because you have a look of a man who accepts what he sees because he's expecting to wake up. Ironically, that is not far from the truth. And then Morpheus says to Neil, he looked him in the eyes and he says, do you believe in faith, Neil? Neil says, no, Morpheus, no. And Morpheus says, well, why? And Neil says, because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my own life. And Morpheus says, I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. And what you know, you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what it is? Neo says, the Matrix? Morpheus continued, the Matrix is everywhere. It's all around us. It's in this very room. You can see it when you look out the window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. The Matrix is the world that has been pulled down over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Let me say that again. Really put your ear close to the speaker. The Matrix is the world that has been pulled down over your eyes to blind you from the truth. And Neil says, what truth? And Morpheus says, that you are a slave like everyone else. You are born into bondage, into a prison you cannot smell or taste or touch, a prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. With that, if I open up the Bible and I look at Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, we're going to address what Morpheus told Neil. Listen to the words of Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath set me to bind up the brokenhearted. Listen, the enemy who worships Satan has been running this country in the national government and in all state governments ever since you were born. And all the vices, including alcoholism, including drugs, pornography, whatever vice you could find, gambling, okay? What that has done, it has caused divorces and brokenheartedness across this country. Okay? He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Morpheus just told Neil that he's a captive like everyone else. And opening the prison to them that are bound. You're in a prison for your mind. That you are a slave like everyone else. You are born into bondage, into a prison you can't smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is not a coincidence. The Civil War started in 1861. Four generations later is right now. 160 years. Visit the sins of the father upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Here we are. There's talk now that the White House is not going to be used anymore. There's talk about how the military is going underground to take care of the sex trafficking. There's the prison industry. There's all kinds of corruption. Look what's coming over from Mexico. The wall's up, but we have a new, supposedly a new president that's opening up and bringing people in to sell their drugs. We are living in a state of corruption. America is limping. America is bleeding. But we are the republic. We are introducing God's government. We are introducing to you that the only way America can be stood right side up is righteousness has to exalt this country. And with that, I want to call on a few people on the program tonight. Governor Hedy, do you have anything to add with what I have just shared tonight?
Well, thank you, David. You know, America, it's encouraging for me. Lately, I've been talking to a lot of people, as always. I plant seeds. I give them a card about the America Republic. And it seems like more and more people now are asking for their Christian nation back, their biblical law form here in America. And it's very encouraging. You know, it's like 11 years ago before I even found the Republic. You know, I would try to talk to somebody about, in a meeting, I'd say something about our Father God or Jesus, and everybody would look at me like I'd step off the other side of the deep end, I guess. But, you know, it's so encouraging to see finally, after over a decade of working so hard for America to try to keep the evil at bay, you know, as we watch this evil, this attempted destruction of America, please know that they will not succeed with their evil intent. Only under God's grace will America, seeking repentance with our Father in heaven, hear our plea to heal our land, as in 2 Chronicles 7:14. So, America, you know, we should all go to the Bible and read this. My people on whom my name is called shall be humbled and shall pray and seek my face and shall turn back from their evil ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and we will heal their land. Now, that's the most encouraging thing I can share with you at this time, and is what's going on in our country and across the world. Believe in our Father. Continue to pray. You know, America needs to repent and look for this guidance that we are, this new season, I believe, is that we're about ready to step into. It's all under God's grace.
Thank you. Very well said, Governor Hedy. Governor Carpenter, Free State of Colorado, you got anything you'd like to add, sir?
Thank you, David. You know, once the restraining hand of our Almighty God, a moral compass of right, knowing right and wrong, is removed, then the debauchery is allowed to run rampant. And I think that's what we're seeing, is the debauchery is taking control of our lives. And people sense what's going on and realizing that that can't be civil rule and civil law and order when evil and debauchery consumes us. And so I challenge the American people that this is what we're going through, that removal of the evil influences and the takedown of our government, the cornerstone of our government being moral and just people and our Lord Almighty and the laws of nature and of nature's God. And when we get back to that, our nation will be healed. And I do believe that we are within a very short time of seeing that fully manifested in our lives. And I bring hope to the American people. Don't lose hope. Gain a moral compass.
Thank you, Governor Carpenter. Justice Waters, do you have a little something that you'd like to share, sir?
Yes, sir. You know, I'm sitting here listening to what you say, and it's interesting to me that when I was in school in the 60s and early 70s, we were taught American history, and we were taught all about the Civil War and how it was all fought because of slavery and how Lincoln freed the slaves and all those great and wonderful things. They just didn't tell us that when the freedom came for the slaves, everybody became a slave. They didn't tell us that. They didn't tell us that in church, when I became a member at age 16 of the United Methodist Church, that they were planning on starting an organization to promote abortion called the RCRC. the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. In case anybody's wondering, choice is a word brought forth by, believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi in the 80s under the women's movement, because it sounds so much nicer than killing a baby or abortion. So we'll just call it, it's a woman's choice. So the things that you hear today, they started somewhere. Most of it started in your lifetime. If you're my age, if you went to school in the 50s or the 60s, what you grew up in is still there, and it's gotten worse. It's going to get worse unless you, as an American, stand up and say no more. It will get worse unless a whole group of Americans stand up and say no more. Let me tell you what scares Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the likes, what it scares them to death. And that is to have a nation stand up, point their fingers at them, and say no more. You want to see the rats running for cover? That's when you'll see it. But until then, they run the show because they don't think anybody is afraid of them, or, you know, not scared of them to the point to where they can just get away with anything they want to do. And they do. When Nancy Pelosi stands on the House floor and puts the gavel down and says the wording is going to change in America, a woman will no longer be called woman or mother, but she will be identified as a birthing person. You just got your soul taken away. Welcome, because you're about to enter the phase of the mark of the beast. You better wake up, America. You better stand up and do something now, because tomorrow, well, you may not have gas to get to where you need to go to get things done. That day is quickly approaching. All you got to do, and by the way, don't look at Fox News. Don't look at MSNBC, CNN. Don't look at those sources. They're bought and paid for. Look at what Google has done. My goodness, they own two pharmaceutical companies. And then you wonder why they're so powerful, why the government doesn't do anything like split them up. Remember when they did that with Microsoft? Well, now, see, Google is so powerful they can't do it. You know why? Because everybody in D.C. uses Google. Google's their best friend. Google gets them their drugs. Google gets them their ins and outs and their flights to islands where little girls are used for rape and murder. Don't think it happens? You're never going to see it on Fox News or CNN or whatever. You need to wake up, America. It's time. I know there are people out there that are waking up. Thank God you are. But we need everybody to stand up and say no more. Because if you don't, the more will be no more. And you and I, well, we'll probably be speaking some form of Chinese.
Thank you, Justice Waters. Author Jean Hertler, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes, thanks, David. You know, in the last couple of days, we're aware that it was reported that there was a cyber attack on one of our major U.S. pipelines down in the Gulf area, the southern states. And now we're seeing today that there's gas shortages. There's areas reported, particularly in the southeast quadrant and the Carolinas and so forth, where gas is not available. And I've even heard a report, and in North Carolina where there were only two gas stations in the town that had any gas. The lines were extremely long, and it was seen that there were two women that were fist fighting at the pump. And, you know, this is a time, after going through a year dealing with this COVID, that was hard. It was a hard year. And now to see this happen in America, I'm sure that there's fear out there and uncertainty, because these can appear to be uncertain times and uncertain days. But I want to report that at the same time, in the social media circles where I am, and as a digital soldier, I'm right out there, and I'm observing much chatter about at the same time as all of this and many other things that are coming out into the light, many dark things. There's chatter about a new financial system, and there's words I've never seen. I'm not into economics. I don't know much in that realm. But so there's digital money, something like STL and different letters for names, and there's one DOGE. I won't even attempt to try to pronounce that, and silver and gold and so forth. And what I'm observing there in those circles, and they're large, they're many, that there's much confidence about a great change and restoration going forward. And I'm observing and sensing that we've entered a transition period that it may be uncomfortable for a while, for a little while, and particularly for those who are not awakened to the truth that the world we've been living in is not the world we thought it was. Like what you were saying, David, and the 1999 movie, The Matrix. I think you called it The Patriot, but you were referring to The Matrix. And, yeah. So I want to encourage folks that certainly we are in a transition period of time. And if you're familiar with eschatology and end times and what the Bible says, you will realize that we're watching this unfold before our eyes. For those that are not, that don't know the Bible, haven't been interested, whatever, I hope to encourage you that God, the Creator, does have a plan, and we don't always understand how that plan unfolds. For those of us that follow His Son, Christ, and are Christian, biblical Christians, we're led by the Spirit of the Lord, and we rest in Him, we depend on Him, we pray, we declare the Word of God, and then we believe, and we stand in that belief. We know what we know to be is right, and I see many people out there are there, and I hope to encourage everyone that we're not abandoned. It's a great idea to follow our heritage of our founding fathers and mothers, and that's to appeal to heaven, because they did make a covenant with the Creator through the Declaration of Independence. The Creator of the universe, the supreme judge of the world, nature's God, divine providence. Let's be real. That's why America became great. And when we turn back to Him and we want to renew that covenant and follow His ways, like Governor Carpenter had said, the laws of nature and of nature's God, when we heed that, life will be good. Liberty will return. We will have blessings and not cursings. And we will be the head and not the tail. We will have much to look forward to. We will save the children. So,
thank you, author Gene Hertler. The correction is, it wasn't The Patriot. The movie is The Matrix. The Matrix, 1999. I'm sorry that I said it that way if I said Patriot. Governor Hanning, would you give an abbreviated way for the people to get involved with the Republic? Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Gene. Well, it was good to hear from you. You're a wise, wise person. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. America, to help educate yourself, and you go to Republic for United States of America.org, and you go there and you wonder, where do I begin? where we've all, most Americans, if not all of us, have pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There at that national website, you can find many things. You can donate to the republic by ordering a Forever Glory flag. You can order ball caps, T-shirts, other things there, bumper stickers that you can put on your car or your window of your home and let people know that you support America's republic, that's standing here for America, we the people. Also there's many other tabs that you can go, and you can see under Where Do I Begin tab, there's President Geiger. He'll tell you about the republic, the state of the republic. There's short videos that you can hear our president of America's republic to share the information that everybody needs to understand and wake up. And also you go to a Republic News Network. There you can listen to some audios and videos. There's a great movie there that's called Midnight Ride. I encourage everybody to look at that. You can also listen to our archived radio shows that are on that tab also, Republic News Network, under our national website, republic4unitedstatesofamerica.org. You know, our founding fathers used the Holy Bible. That's something that everybody should pick up and read, and that gives great guidance and solace that, you know, my grandfather was a minister, and he always told me, if you have any problems or angst in your life, just pick up the Bible. There's an answer for you just about in every page that you pick up and read. And our founding fathers used that for a law form, a biblical law form here in America. And this is for the Constitution of the United States of America. They use that as their law form. And the Constitution is the operating document here in America for America's republic. Also, you know, I was reading through as I was listening to David talk, the Declaration of Independence is just awesome to read. Read it through. Pick it up. Understand that. That's a great document that our founding fathers left for us. But also Gene and Dave Hertler, they're great authors here on the radio show, sharing everything and just trying to share their love and God's love with you and America. And they've written some books here. One is Reinhabited, Republic for the United States of America, Volume 1. It's America's Truthful History, written by Gene and Dave Hertler. You can donate to the Republic by ordering that book at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. And the other book, the other volume, is Reinhabited, Republic for the United States of America, Volume 2, The Story of the Reinhabitation. That's also written by Gene and Dave Hertler. Donate to the Republic. Order those books. Educate yourself. Educate your family. These are times that we all should understand the truthful history here in America. Another book that was written by Gene Hertler is James Timothy Turner, American President and a Political Prisoner. And it's a legal brief and appeal to the courts of heaven. And that's on our first Restoration President, James Timothy Turner, a true man of God. He put it all on the line for all of us, America, for we the people. And he's been incarcerated since, I believe it was 2012, and he's still there today. So pray for him. You can also donate to James Timothy Turner if you go to the national website, again, at republic4unitedstatesofamerica.org. In America, you know, it is time. We're holding these seats for you. It's time to educate yourself and take control of this great American republic that our forefathers left for us to protect and enjoy. We are holding your seats and the title to America's republic. You just need to want it back. Take ownership of your part and spread the word. God bless America.
Thank you, Governor Henning. Justice Waters, I'm going to yield the floor to you. The name of this message is called All in Satan's Name. Can't wait to hear it. Justice Waters, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, David. People of America, we have a problem. No, it's no conspiracy. It's not the silent majority. No one's speaking quietly, because now everything is out in the open. Would you have ever imagined back 20 years ago anything like what we see happening right here in front of us in good old America? Where they want to come for your guns, destroy the Bill of Rights, and make everything about the Constitution a mockery. They want to get rid of the 10th Amendment, which is states' rights, so the government can control everything. Can you imagine a USA where there are no more state rights? What happens when there is no one else to stop the very same people from coming after you that came after them? Who stands in their way if you don't stand up against them yourself? Guess what happens in America 20 years ago when someone in power wanted to run the gauntlet and force your rights right down the toilet with their hands on the flushing? They and their agenda got stopped. I remember a time when local police were not afraid. They were well respected. Where first responders were not afraid to go into the inner cities and help someone save their life. Where teachers, the only thing they were afraid of was a fist fight, no knives or guns. And where people down the street helped the elderly because they just wanted to be nice to other people. I also remember when bystanders would help the police stop a crime suspect out in the open by running him down, shoving him into the bushes, or even in the street, and even shooting the suspect, if need be. But the Muslim-loving Oprah, who backed Barack Obama and other Muslim and deep inside the Muslim Brotherhood, a group of freedom haters and anti-American and a constitutional hating people, they took over America in 2009 and ran it into the ground up until 2017. Then Vice President Joe Biden was his sidekick, like Robin was to Batman. And together, they did more damage to America than all the wars America has ever been involved in. Obama and Biden were a pair, if I say so myself, a pair of misfits, corporate yes men. They followed orders of the group of people who paid them the most money. Then one of them sent their son in to do all the dirty work while they received all the money. On this radio show, week after week, Governor Carpenter comes on at the end and says pretty much the same thing every week, that there are only two jurisdictions that you can live in, and you must decide which one you want to have both feet in. It's either the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan. Now, I'm going to be blunt with you, because the time has come to be blunt. You have about 3 years and 6 months from the day of Pentecost to repent and turn to the creator of this universe, the creator of the solar system, and the creator of this earth. You've been given warnings, and we've attempted to set the record straight about not only who we are, but also who we are not. Look at the attempts the Creator has brought before you in just the last 11 years, starting with the notifications to all 50 state governors to return back to the de jure government, and yet not one did so. So the Republic was brought back by Yahweh and set in motion, only to have Satan and his cronies attempt to destroy it by using just a few people inside and outside this republic. And in case you're wondering, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has a heavenly warrant out for those who tried to destroy this republic from the inside. Hell is their destination before the great white throne judgment, and then it's on to the lake of fire. Because, first of all, you do not mess with God's anointed. You do not touch them with intent to do harm, because very bad things happen to you after you do so. And then there's that little thing called God's judgment. Those who tried to destroy this republic thought that they were wiser than all and greater than God himself. They will find out after stealing, cheating, and attempted murder against a duly seated and voted president, that it only gets you the flames of fire. The only thing that will get them out of the mess they are in is to repent and ask all involved for forgiveness. This republic was to be stood up around 2012, 2013, but Satan's forces rebelled and fought against America. And they won because the people of America didn't stand up against tyranny under the Obama-Biden years. And now that window of time is closing rapidly. The Church of America didn't pass any tests either, for they are all wrapped up in the cloak of the Church of Rome, and they've all fallen under the leadership of the Pope at the Vatican. Now you say, well, not my church, we're free. Really? Now let me ask you a couple of simple questions. Number one, when was the last time your pastor talked against gay rights and publicly condemned anyone that stood for it? Condemned any church denomination that accepted transgender people to become pastors and elders of children inside their church walls? Well, I know the United Methodist Church, they're now accepting it and promoting it. When was the last time your pastor spoke out against abortion, talked about the horrors of how to kill a living baby inside the womb? When was the last time you heard anyone in your church talk against abortion and the killing of the born baby left on the table to die on its own of lack of medical help or nutrition? Is your church denomination part of the 35 church group that supports the RCRC? Does your church have a U.S. flag in it and a church denominational flag up front with the gold trim on it, denoting it as a 501c3 church, which owes everything that it is to the IRS and to Satan? How is it with all your education and your knowledge and your experiences, you don't know any of this? How is it that only after someone knocks you down that you take notice of what we are saying now is true? How many more people have to die just to get this message out in the hope that one day you'll sit down and listen? You only have 1,268 days remaining and less than 75 before a little thing called the Mark of the Beast might be coming out and be mandatory to have in order to sell, buy, and trade. And isn't it interesting that under the Bush administration, the Real ID Act in America was passed way back in 2005, but not to take effect until October 2021. And now you look at everything else that's happened between 05 and now and tell me that the system isn't set up. And yes, your favorite baseball team is on TV, and there are people in the stands. NASCAR is running races with people in the stands. And other sports are being played as well. And you can still buy your bag of chips and a six-pack at the store. And you still have a few jobs as long as you take their vaccine. Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing, not because they can't get along, but because their billions are more important to them. And they want to keep as much of that as they can. I'm sorry. See, the very rich have always done that about a year before the collapse of a stock market. For whatever reason, the Creator is holding back Planet 7X from making its appearance because it's still not time for the trumpets and the bells to start just yet. But when they do, you will not be left out into the cold. The only question then is, which camp will you be standing in, the protected ones or the ones about to be destroyed? See, the seals are the setting up of the stage. The trumpets are the judgment to the entire world, and the bowls or the vials are restricted to just those who have the mark, the name, or the number of the beast. Today, we can tell you, we can warn you, we can even show you what his word says and the events as they happen. But there will come a time when we can no longer be able to do that. Either Biden-Harris has stopped free speech, or we are all somewhere else waiting on our Messiah to step foot on the Mount of Olives. Make no mistake about it, people. Yeshua is real. He did live. He did die on the cross, and he did raise back to life. He returned back to his Father in heaven, where today he sits at his right hand, waiting to judge the world on command. The timetable is set in motion by the prophets long ago as they spoke from the leading of the Holy Spirit. It will play out just as it's been recorded. It is not just a book of sayings and statements, and it's more than just a book of guesses. They are called prophecies. Know that it is a spoken timetable of the Creator. So, for all those who think they're smarter than God, what time is it now on his timetable? Do you know? It doesn't require a Harvard-educated man to figure it all out. It's really pretty simple. All you need to know is some history, because history does repeat itself, and you need to know some math, because everything to him is a mathematical equation. And if you want to know the language of the Creator, there it is: mathematics and vibrations. When the ram was created, the Creator wanted us to use the horns of the ram to be used as a shofar, a trumpet, because it sends out a heavenly vibration where the angels pick that up. So where are we today on his timetable? Satan has already been sent down to the earth, and now he understands that he has but just a short time, and now that time has dwindled down to just around 42 months after Pentecost. And when is Pentecost? Sivan 6 on the biblical calendar, known today in America as Sunday, May 16, and it runs through sundown, May 18th. It is a celebration of where the Creator gave the Torah, the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. That is when the book of Acts, Peter spoke in tongues till over 2,000 were saved in Jerusalem. That is when the Holy Spirit fell inside men and they were saved. Yeshua died on Passover, rose 3 days and three nights later. Then 40 days following that, he ascended back to his Father, and 10 days later, for a total of 50 days, a jubilee number, the Holy Spirit fell on the men. In Matthew 13, we have the story of the sower, where Yeshua explains to his disciples that the wheat and the tares grow together, and he shall send out his angels to separate the wheat and the tares. And the first group to go, the quiet, the separate, they go into a barn and they're burnt. Then in Matthew 24, Yeshua states that immediately following the tribulation of those days, the entire world shall see the Son of Man, the Son of Adam, come in the clouds with great power and glory, and he shall send out his angels to gather his elect from one end of heaven to the other, that would be the dead, and from the four winds of the earth, that would be the alive. That is immediately following the great tribulation of those days. Folks, The IRS doesn't care if you preach a pre-trib rapture, because they know it's a lie. And they want it to be taught in the 501c3 church because they own that church. And by the way of indoctrination, they own you spiritually. So welcome to spiritual Babylon, where they kill babies, where they have operations to change a man to a woman and a woman to a man, and where whores can teach a fake doctrine from the pulpit, and where money is to be made on Baal Day, otherwise known as Sun Day. And they have strayed away from the Sabbath. They do it all in the name of Satan, because that's the God they serve. And that who is running this nation right now. Biden is a Catholic. Now, I don't have anything against the people that are Catholic. I have everything against the doctrine of the Catholics, because it's satanic. It's Babylonian. Well, guess who else is a Catholic? And that would be good old Nancy in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. There's a video out there I saw today where Nancy is getting ready to talk on an interview, and Biden popped up, and she said, nope, we can't let him talk. So you tell me who's running the country. Neither way. It's not godly. It's satanic. And we need to deal with it, and we need to deal with it now, because the window of time is closing rapidly. And if we don't deal with it, Almighty God is going to deal with us.
Thank you, Justice Waters. There you have it, America, all in Satan's name. Thank you again, Justice Waters. Governor Carpenter, would you please give your perspective tonight, sir? You have the floor.
Thank you, David. You know, the title of the program and the conversation tonight is very apropos. It's all about fear. And who controls fear? Fear is confusion. Fear is misdirection. Fear is all-consuming. And that's the methodology that the enemy uses against God's people. All of humanity are God's people. And it is about jurisdiction, because now you get to choose which jurisdiction you want to live in. You want to live in the jurisdiction of fear, or do you want to live in a jurisdiction of peace and of happiness and comfort and hope and direction and purpose? Totally the opposite of the tools of the enemy. And even as the battle rages among us, I find in my life, because I understand the battle and the weapons of warfare and the promises of the Bible, because the Bible says, my days are numbered in the womb. So if you believe God's word, then how are you going to argue with that? And the Bible says that God is the lawgiver. And that's what our original form of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence was based on. And so COVID, that's man-made. That's not of God. And it doesn't create hope. It creates division. It creates fear. It creates angst as to, am I going to die with it or am I going to die without it? So in other words, I guess the decision is, are you going to depend upon man to solve the problems that he brought upon ourselves and upon humanity? Or are you going to trust God and his word, which says, no weapon formed against me will prosper, and that my days are numbered in the womb. See, folks, that's jurisdiction. Whose jurisdiction do you choose to live in? Do you want the jurisdiction of peace, or do you want the jurisdiction of war and confusion and fear? That's the question, isn't it? And the question is, how do we get there? And the question is you have to understand the rules of the game and by how it's applied, and that you as an individual have the choice, and only you.
Thank you, Governor Carpenter. Great perspective, sir, again, as always. with that, David Broadhurst, will you take us off into the sunset, please?
This is our republic, everybody. The Republic of the United States of America. I invite all of you to come aboard. Share your thoughts. We are the real deal, everybody. So everybody tonight, let's all pray. Let's all pray for each other. Let's all watch our steps. Okay, plain and simple. Just keep fighting. I'm here. We're all working hard. But I'm telling you, it's spreading now. There's patriots around our country. In the millions. In millions. They want justice. They're taking our country back. Plain and simple, everybody. We're all a part of it. And God bless each and every one of you. You are amazing soldiers out here. Amazing. History repeats itself. There were great, great leaders back in our days that did the same exact thing. Our forefathers. Well, now it's time for new forefathers to continue on for our country. And we have them here, everybody. God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless America tonight.
It was 1776 when the founders signed the writ of independence from the Brits. It was revolution. Now an enemy from within would enslave us all again and deprive us of our rights in the Constitution. Restore the Republic. Wake up, it's time to understand. Restore the Republic. We're losing our freedom.